Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels and Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, are back in studio, and we're going to take a look today at holiday destinations in Spain that you might not ordinarily go to.
Hola, Trina. Hola.
Hola. That's as much as I can manage.
¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal? Yeah, one of our favourite places that we love. Of course, the number one destination for the Irish, Spain. Lanzarote, the number one destination, actually. Amazing. Over 300,000 people a year go there. And, of course, you always feel that you've been on a real holiday when you go to Spain, don't you? It just has all those things. Yeah. If it's the sangria, the sun, the sand, the tapas, the donkey for Micas, whatever, it always ticks the boxes.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the lesser known places in Spain, because we all probably know about the Lanzarotes and the Costa del Sol and all those kind of things. But a few places that we've been to that you may not be aware of. Well, I think everybody knows La Rioja. Everybody knows the wine. But I don't think that many people have actually travelled through the winelands. I kind of came across it by accident a few years ago. Actually, we were with the kids, and we were doing a road trip through Spain. We flew into Bilbao and we were going over to San Sebastian, and we drove down through La Rioja because it was recommended to me. Ed's slagging me about the way I say La Rioja, but apparently that is
I got it from the Spanish Tourist Board. Actually, you're right, Sarah. I thought it was La Rioja. No,
hang on. Is Ed admitting that he was wrong?
I am.
And look, you were right. What?
Look, you got to be flexible in these situations, right? You got to be flexible. No, La Rioja apparently is correct. It's like Moët and Chandon. It's Moët and Chandon.
Stop
remember?
It.
Yeah, you pronounce the T. La Rioja.
Well, I drink enough of it, so I should probably know how to pronounce it, I suppose. But that really blew me away. We had kind of travelled through Chianti and all over Italy before the kids came along, and I loved it. And I couldn't believe how, like, people talk about Tuscany and the rolling hills. Like, it's exactly the same in Spain, and people just don't go. These gorgeous, like, 14th century old towns and vineyards, and it's just magnificent. Really, really would definitely recommend it. And it's literally an hour's drive from Bilbao, and a lovely kind of places to go if you do want to do a road trip. We, as I said, we followed on to San Sebastian then, which is, I think, incredible.
Yeah.
Paradise, and the place I would highly recommend. One of the places we stayed in, it was called La Teatriso. It was like an old, this gorgeous couple just kind of reinvented this farmhouse, and it was the most fabulous little place in the middle of the vineyard. And it was like for nothing, like I can't remember, like 70 euros a night or something like that. And it was used during the war, and there was all sorts of stories behind it. It used to be an old cinema where the soldiers would watch movies and things, and like, again, just loads of really cool stories. We brought the kids to one of the wineries, and they like had grape juice for them to taste. They were able to design the bottles on the wine. It was very family friendly, and yeah, a place I would highly recommend.
I remember 2 years ago we did a little TV program, and we did the Basque Country, which is like one big open restaurant. So we did Bilbao, and of course the famous Guggenheim Museum, Frank Gehry's famous creation. But we drove then to San Sebastian, of course famous as well for the film festival, which George Clooney and the lads all love.
I'm there.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Oh, listen,
I'm there.
Brilliant. Go to the film festival in San Sebastian. It's fantastic. But we drove then to, you were saying, La Rioja, Alavesa, which is kind of a little area near there. But I remember we went to this amazing Bodegas Alutiz, A-L-U-T-I-Z, and probably the best red wine I've had, like, ever. And we hit the car because we went over on the ferry, sailed to Bilbao, which was brilliant, with Brittany Ferries. But you buy boxes of the wine, right, 12, it was €4 a bottle. And I think here in the restaurants, it was about 60 or something, right?
Oh,
but it was amazing. But all these little family-run bodegas. But like you said there, I mean, the Basque Country, again, incredible, the tapas, the value. I mean, it was like €2.70 for a glass of wine, and you get a little tapas with it.
So
I know everybody walks the Camino, right? And it's great because it's 700 and something kilometres. But I drove it, right? And I did walk a little bit to the car and to the pub.
You must have been wrecked, Ed. God love you.
It was in June, actually. It rained a bit because it's green Spain up there. But if you actually drive it, you go through all these amazing places like Navarra, you know, Castile and Leon, Burgos, Leon, the paradors that you can stay in there, unbelievable. And you continue on then, like all along, to you go through the different, you know, Asturias and all the beautiful places until you come finally to like Santiago de Compostela, where, you know, you have the priests, the six of them swinging the fumador, you know, the big huge incense burner. And it was just, I mean, it took us a week to do it. We stayed in seven hotels, Trina, for 7 nights, and I don't recommend that because you don't know where your charger is, you don't know where your clothes are. But it was a phenomenal experience. Like the places we went to, La Gronia, I mean, I'm going to put up a little, you know, recommended itinerary on this because, again, but a great way. I mean, look, you can walk the Camino over in stages and it is an amazing experience to do the Way of St. James. But to drive it, you'll discover so many. Now, that's just one of the ones. That's the French one, Sarah, you know. So that was, for me, a real undiscovered part of Spain.
Yeah, I have to say, walking the Camino has never been a thing for me. It's never been on my bucket list at all. I like the idea of driving it all right. That kind of sounds pretty good.
Even better, get someone else to drive it so you can have a glass of wine.
Exactly.
I remember we were in one of the places and it was literally sheets of rain and it was June, right? So they give you these yellow kind of, you know, the Max you buy in Dunn's,
like the ponchos,
Trina, ponchos. And God loved them. They were the rain hopping off the ground and we were inside eating our little tapas in the bus and I'm like, this is great. But it was just such a great experience. And you know, where Hemingway went, you know, he loved, like, you know, the running of the bulls in Pamplona, famous thing, and you get to see that and you go to the pubs and the bars where Hemingway used to hang out. And so it's just a great experience. So definitely, like you, as you said, we totally recommend doing that. One of the hidden secrets.
It's just that whole northern part of Spain is so undiscovered by Irish, really, other than walking the Camino. But people really don't see the rest of it. And actually, one of the things you mentioned that I'd like to say is the Paradors hotels. For people who don't know Paradors, they're like these luxury hotels in there's like about 90 of them, I think, all over Spain, in historical buildings. There could be monasteries, could be castles, but they're all unique, stunning properties. If you want to say somewhere exclusive, or not even necessarily exclusive, I'm sure there's 4 stars as well, but they're just different, unique sort of hotels.
I mean,
definitely,
it'd be like,
recommend. They're historical buildings.
Yeah, you could equate it with, like, it's like Spain's Ireland's Blue Book, isn't it? Sort of romantic country houses and castles. Yeah. But they are really palatial and they're state run as well, which is amazing. The one we stayed in Leon, I mean, it was just like, wow, you know, all the big old Spanish colonial, like, kind of furniture and stuff. But it was a great experience. And there's a great one in Santiago. When you finish the drive along, when you're exhausted from your drive, you can stay in the Parador in Santiago and it's really good. You know, the Caminito del Rey that we're always chatting about?
Yeah.
Remember we did that last year and that was amazing.
Yeah, a walk that I did like doing.
We did walk this. With hard hats.
About 2.5 hours only. But it's absolutely amazing. Amazing. We spoke about it before, but I think it's so good it deserves a second mention. The Caminito del Rey, which is, if you think of the Camino being, you know, the big walk, Caminito is a little walk, you know, and it's the King's Path.
They built this wooden walkway. They hugged all the cliffs, right? So it's like, think of Arizona, think of the Grand Canyon in Spain, right? And you're walking, and now, it's not for like the faint-hearted, but it is, you know, before they revamped it and refurbished it, it was quite dangerous. But they say it's the most dangerous walk in the world, right? But it's not, because they've really done it well. So you get a hard hat and you can join a group tour, or you can do what Sarah and myself did. We walked it ourselves. We got kind of general admission because Sarah likes to take the odd photograph, Trina. So if you were in a group tour, you'd be actually lynched because, you know, she stops every 2 seconds with the photograph, which is great. If anyone looks at her Instagram, that's why she's got a gazillion followers,
she does.
You know?
She's like, what, 80-something thousand followers?
But the pictures from that were like something out of a movie, weren't they? Yeah. And that was phenomenal. And what a great, like, we just took our time. And there's a great little hotel, Sarah, isn't there, at the end?
At the very end,
and have a lovely lunch up in the hill. Yeah,
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Don't be fooled by when you finish it. It's 2.5 hours long, and you're dined for a drink or a snack. Just wait 5 more minutes and you get this fabulous hotel at the end with this gorgeous views. And like, it's like that. It's like the Grand Canyon meets kind of this, like, these lush gorges as well. And it's kind of gorgeous canyons. And it's just an absolutely stunning walk. And to think that it's actually an hour from Malaga City, and all the people who go to the Costa del Sol every year who don't actually go, like, when I came back, a lady messaged me who said, I actually own a house in Marbella. I've owned it for 10 years and I didn't even know this place place was there. Yeah. And it's an hour from the Costa del Sol. Okay. So easy to get to. If you don't want to drive or get the train, you can book one of those tours, then pick you up from your hotel or apartment, bring you there and back. When I say it's an absolute must do, one of the best things we, you know, we've done in Spain, and I would highly recommend it.
And I'm going back. I'm going to do it again. Like, you can do it again. I'll go back and do it again because it is, you forget the whole world when you're on this walk, the King's Walk. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So you'll have to do it, Trina. You'd love it.
Yeah. Another nice idea is if you want to do a city break in Malaga City, which is great as well, you can get the train from Malaga City to it. So if you're not planning on like a week's holiday in the Costa del Sol and you just want a 2 or 3 night break, a city break, book your city break in Malaga City and do the Caminito del Rey for the day. So that's a really nice combination.
Yeah. What's the stop?
El Churro. Like as in the dippy chocolate thing. Okay. ELCHURRO.
All right. So if you want to be another one of Sarah's gazillion followers on Instagram, what's your Instagram, Sarah?
Thanks, Trina. It's Sarah_travel_expert. Or if you just put in Sarah Slattery, you should find me.
Yeah. And what about yourself, Ed?
I've only about 7,500. I'm only in the Hapenny place, Trina. at Ed Finn Travels.
Super. We'll see you soon.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand, from soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.